A new report from an oil and gas trade association is predicting a windfall for Alaska if the government opened federally owned lands and water to drilling. APRN's Peter Granitz reports.
The Institute for Energy Research estimates as many as 61,000 new jobs could be created from opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge alone. That's a number that could catch the eyes of lawmakers who hold the fate of drilling in Anwar. Tom Pyle is the president of IER. He says his group is counting spillover jobs, too.
In manufacturing, in healthcare, in real estate, construction, arts and entertainment, food services, you know, that when you look at this stuff, you have to look at the big economic picture, not just, you know, what the jobs that are created from drilling a well or putting it in the Trans-Alaska pipeline.
His group's report looks beyond the added revenue from lease sales. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office looked into potential lease sales in August, and the CBO estimated future royalties as high as $50 billion from opening Anwar. But IER did not want to stop with lease sales, so it introduced potential new jobs and increased wages. Pyle estimates opening Anwar would lead to an extra $3 million in wages each year. The report comes on the same day President Obama called on Congress to pass a small package of spending cuts and tax increases to stave off harsh across-the-board cuts slated for March 1st.
These modest reforms in our social insurance programs have to go hand in hand with a process of tax reform so that the wealthiest individuals and corporations can't take advantage of loopholes and deductions that aren't available to most Americans.
The president did not single out preferable tax treatment for oil and gas companies this time, but he has in the past. Pyle says federal leasing for the oil and gas industry is the strongest way to close the burgeoning deficit.
The only bright spot in this economy in this recession has been energy production. And there's no reason other than political will why we can't see that benefit in other states like Alaska.
While there have been huge increases in shale drilling in places like North Dakota, Pennsylvania, and Texas, they all took time. Energy economist Ed Herz cautions about rosy outlooks for a quick windfall if the federal government started leasing Anwar or the Outer Continental Shelf.
It's going to take 7 to 15 years to finish the seismic review, the geological review, and then began to develop the technological aspects of building the play.
Herz, who is also the managing director of Hill House Resources, an independent oil and gas company in Houston, says Alaska should look to deep water examples in the Gulf of Mexico.
Thunder Horse, from start to production, was a 12-year run, and wasn't in nearly the difficult conditions one's going to find offshore Alaska.
Tom Pyle concedes an Anwar bill is unlikely to make it through Congress this term, but that does not mean you won't hear many Republicans and pro-oil Democrats tout the new study. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.